And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. With me today is Ader Peralta, a reporter for the NPR blog, The Two-Way. Ader, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Allison. This week in Tell Me More's parenting segment, Michelle talked with mothers and doctors about the choices many pregnant women face. Should they deliver in a hospital or at home, with a doctor or with a midwife? After the conversation, a lot of listeners weighed in with their own opinions. We caught up with Angela Graystar, who posted this on our website. Midwives know the risks of their profession, and so do obstetricians. In my experience, midwives are generally absolutely open about these risks, with respect to both health and finances, because it is in the best interest of both the birthing family and the midwife to be so. I have not found this to be true with MDs.
Thanks, Angela. And listener Michael Lerman posted this, a very interesting conversation about a controversial topic. I have only one question to add. Why were there no midwives included in the conversation? The tone of the presentation seemed to me poorly balanced.
Thanks, Michael, for sharing those thoughts. Allison, we also have an update on a controversial 2007 immigration law in Arizona. In a 5-3 ruling on Thursday, the Supreme Court upheld the statute that punishes businesses for hiring undocumented immigrants.
Thanks for that update, Ader. We have more news on a guest we heard from back in October. That's Rich Cho, who was then the new general manager of the Portland Trailblazers. Here's a clip of Cho talking about how he felt to be the NBA's first Asian American general manager.
You know, I just want to do a good job and do everything I can to help the team win. My goal wasn't to be the first Asian GM. My goal was to be a successful GM, and I want to do everything I can to help the team win a championship.
But this week, Blazers president Larry Miller announced the decision to fire Cho after less than a year as general manager. Miller said that the chemistry between Cho and owner Paul Allen just wasn't there.
We also have an update to a story that Tell Me More covered in September. That's when news broke that Bishop Eddie Long, leader of the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Georgia, was being sued by four former members of his congregation. Those young men alleged that Long took advantage of them sexually while he was their pastor.
Yes, Ader, word came out yesterday that the four plaintiffs have settled out of court. The terms of that settlement weren't made public. New Birth issued a statement that read in part, quote, "This decision was made to bring closure to this matter and to allow us to move forward with the plans God has for this ministry," unquote.
Finally, Allison, on a more uplifting note,
yeah.
Last week, Michelle talked with former Parliament Funkadelic bass player Bootsy Collins, who recently came out with a new album. It turns out that Bootsy's former bandmate, the great George Clinton, recently donated a very special gift to the Smithsonian Museum, a replica of their iconic stage prop, the Mothership.
We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership.
The prop will be part of an exhibit at the National Museum of African American History and Culture when it opens in 2015.
We also got word today that George Clinton is in the hospital and we are sending him our good wishes. Yes, we are. Thanks for that update and thanks for joining us, Ader.
Thank you, Allison.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends, like the mothership. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That's 202-842-3522. And remember to leave your name. Tell us how to say it, too. You can also find us on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More, NPR.
Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership.